Next is a lecture by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded August 21st, 1973, in London, England.
His Excellency, the High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here and participating in this ceremony, Janmashtami, Advent of Krishna. The subject matter I've been ordered to speak on is Advent of Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma me dibbam, ju janati tattat, takta deham punar janma noiti mameti ko. This fact that we can achieve such a stage of life when we can stop our birth and death. So, amritattaya kalpate. This morning I was explaining this verse. Jangla bhatayante iti purusham purusharaya. Samas dukkha sukham dhiram. So, amritattaya kalpate. Amritatta means immortality. So, the modern civilization, they have no idea. Either the great philosopher, great politician, or great scientist, that it is possible to attain the stage of immortality. Amritatva. We are all Amrita. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, na jayate na amriyate va kadachi. We living entities, we never die, never take birth. Nitya shasatayam nahannate hannamane sarire. Every one of us, we are eternal, nitya. Shasana purana, the oldest. And after annihilation of this body, we do not die. Nahannati. The body is finished, but I have to accept another body. Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatta namayati. Dehinasmin jatha dehe kaumanam jauvanam jara. This simple thing, at the present moment, they are lacking knowledge. That we all living entities, part and parcel of Krishna, we are eternal, we are blissful, and we are cognizant. Krishna is described in the Vedic Shastra. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Satchidananda Vigraha. God, Krishna, when I speak Krishna, that means God. If there is any important name, God, it is sometimes said God has no name, that's a fact. But God's name is given by His activities. Just like Krishna accepted the sonhood of Maharaj Nanda, or Jasoda, mine, or Devaki, or Vasudev. Vasudev and Devaki were Krishna's real father and mother. Nobody is real father and mother of Krishna, because Krishna is the original father of everyone. But when Krishna comes here, advents, he accepts some devotee as his father, as his mother. Krishna is the original, Adi Purusham, Adyam Purana Purusham, Navajauvananja. He is the original person. They must be very old. No. Adyam Purana Purusham, Navajauvananja. Always fresh youth. That is Krishna. When Krishna was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, you have seen the picture. He's just like a boy of 20 years, at utmost 24 years old. But at that time he had great-grandchildren. Therefore, Krishna is always youth. Navajauvananj. These are the statements of Vedic literature. Advaita yachyuta yanadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajauvananj. Vedishu dullava adu lavata bhakto. So, to understand Krishna, simply if we read as a formality the Vedic literature, it will be very difficult to understand what is Krishna. Vedesu dullava. Although all the Vedas are meant for understanding Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedya. Ahameva vedya. What is the use of studying Vedas if you do not understand Krishna? Because the ultimate goal of education means to understand the Supreme Law, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Cause, as it is said in the Vedanta Sutra, janmadasya jataha athata brahma-jigyasa. Brahma-jigyasa, to discuss about the Supreme Absolute Truth, Brahma. What is that Brahma? Janmadasya jataha. That Brahma means where from everything emanates. So science philosophy means to find out the ultimate cause of everything. That we are getting from the Shastras, Vedic literature, that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Sarva-karana-karanam. Sarva-karana-karanam. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karna. Cause of all causes. Just like try to understand. I am caused by my father. My father is caused by his father. He is caused by his father. His father. Go on searching. Then you will ultimately come to somebody who is the cause. But he has no cause. Anadi Radhi Govinda. I may be cause of my son, but I am also a result of the cause, my father. But the Shastra says that Anadi Radhi, he is the original person, but he has no cause. That is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, That janma karma me divvam je janati tatva. The advent of Krishna, it is very important thing. We should try to understand Krishna, why he advents, why he comes on this material world. What is his business? What are his activities? If we simply try to understand Krishna, then what is the result? The result is Takta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti imāme iti kaun. You get that immortality. The aim of life is to achieve immortality. Amrita-taya kalpa. So, in the advent of Krishna, we shall try to understand the philosophy of Krishna. His Excellency was speaking of peace. The peace formula is there, spoken by Krishna. What is that? Voktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Sridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyata Ma Shanti Nichi. If the politicians, diplomats, they are trying to establish peace in the world, the United Nations is there, and there are many other organizations, they are trying to have real peace and tranquility, no misunderstanding between man to man, nation to nation. But if that is not happening, that is not happening, the defect is that in the root is wrong. Everyone is thinking, it is my country, it is my family, it is my society, it is my property. This mine is illusion. In the Shastra it is said, janasya moho ayam aham mameti. This I and my philosophy is illusion. So this illusion means maya. Maya, if you want to get out of this illusion, maya, then you have to accept the Krishna's formula. Māmeva ja prapadyante māyāme tāntaranti. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita for guidance. If we accept the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita as it is, everything is there, peace is there, prosperity is there. So that is a fact. Unfortunately, we do not accept it. That is our misfortune. Or we misinterpret it. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. Krishna says that you always think of me. Manmana bhava mad bhakta. Become my devotee. Madhyaji, you worship me. Mang namaskuru and offer obeisances unto me. Is it very difficult task? Here is Krishna's deity. If you think of this deity, Radha Krishna, is it very difficult? Manmana. You come into the temple and just as a devotee offer your respect to the deity, Manmana Bhavamadha. As far as possible, try to worship the deity, Patram Pusmam Phalam Toyam, Jomi Bhakta Prajachati. Krishna does not want your whole property. Krishna is open to the poorest man for being worshipped. What he is asking? He says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jomi Bhakta Prajachati. With devotion, if a person offers me a little leaf, a little fruit, a little water, I accept. Krishna is not hungry, but Krishna wants to make you devotee. That is the main point. Jome bhakta prajacchati. That is the main principle. If you offer Krishna little things, Krishna is not hungry. Krishna is providing food for everyone. Ekajo bahunang vidadhati kama. But Krishna wants your love, your devotion. Therefore he is begging, little patram pushpam phalam tuyam, manmana bhavamanta. There is no difficulty in understanding Krishna and to accept Krishna consciousness. But we will not do that. That is our disease. Otherwise it is not difficult at all. And as soon as we become devotee of Krishna, we understand the whole situation. Our philosophy, Bhagavad philosophy, is also communism. Because we consider Krishna the Supreme Father and all living entities they are all sons of Krishna. So Krishna says that he is the proprietor of all planets, Sarvaloka Maheswaram. Therefore, whatever there is, either in the sky or in the water or in the land, they are all Krishna's property. And because we are all sons of Krishna, therefore every one of us has the right to use the Father's property. But we should not encroach upon others. This is the formula of peace. Mā grida kasya siddhanam, īśāvāsvam idam sarva. Everything belongs to God. You are sons of God. You have got the right to use Father's property, but do not take more than you need. That is punishment. These things are stated in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Stenaeva saucat in Bhagavad Gita. He is a thief. If anyone takes more than he needs, then he is a thief. Jagyārtha karmannatra lokayam karmamandana. If for the satisfaction of Krishna, yagya means Krishna. Krishna's another name is Jagyeshara. So, you act for Krishna, you take prasadam Krishna, that what we are teaching here, in this temple, we are residing Americans, Indians, Englishmen, Canadians, Africans, different parts of the world. So you cannot get the politicians, diplomats or the philosophers, they have tried so much, but nothing has become fruitful. Just like the United Nations, it was organized after the Second Great War, and they wanted that peacefully we shall settle everything. But there is no such thing. The fighting is going on between Pakistan and India, between Vietnam and America, and this and that. It is not the process. The process is Krishna consciousness. Everyone has to understand this fact that we are not proprietor. Proprietor is Krishna. That's a fact. Just like America. Say, 200 years ago, the Americans, the European migrators, they are not proprietor. Somebody was proprietor. Before then somebody was proprietor, or it was vacant land. The actual proprietor is Krishna. But artificially you are claiming that it is my property. Janasya mohoyam ahangama meti. This is called maya. So Krishna advents for give us lesson. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharat. Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, I come when there is discrepancies in the process of religious life. Dharmasya glani bhavati. And what is dharma? The simple definition of dharma is dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. This is dharma. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranita. Whatever, just like, what do you mean by law? Law means the word given by the state. You cannot make law at all. That is not possible. What about the government gives you that you should act like this? That is law. Similarly, dharma means the direction given by God, that is dharma. Simple definition. You create dharma, I created this dharma, another man creates another dharma. These are not dharma. Therefore, where the Bhagavad Gita ends, that sarva dharman paritajya mamekam saranam, this is dharma. To surrender to Krishna. Any other dharma, they are not dharma. Otherwise, why Krishna asks sarva dharman paritajya? Give up. He said that dharma samasthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. I advent to establish the principles of religion. And at last he says, sarva-dharmān parityaj. That means the so-called dharmas that you have manufactured, man-made dharmas, they are not dharmas. Dharma means what is given by God. But we have no understanding what is God and what is His word. That is the modern civilization defect. But the order is there. God is there. We won't accept. Where is the possibility of peace? The order is there. Krishna says, the Supreme Bhagavan Uvacha. Vasudeva writes, Bhagavan Uvacha. One should know what is Bhagavan. Vasudeva could have written, Krishna Uvacha. No. He says, if one may misunderstand Krishna, therefore he writes in every stanza, every verse, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So Bhagavan is there. Bhagavan is speaking. Bhagavan is accepted by all the acharyas. Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami. Let us, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Shankaracharya, he also accepts Krishna. Sabhagavan Sayam Krishna. So, the verdict of the modern acharyas, and in the past also, Vyasadeva, Narada, Osita, everyone accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna, who heard from Krishna after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Adyam, Shasatam. So everything is there. Especially in India, we have got so much asset for understanding God. Simple thing, everything is there, ready-made, but we won't accept. So what is the remedy for such disease? We are searching after peace, but we won't accept anything which is actually giving us peace. This is our disease. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness in everyone's heart. Otherwise, how these Europeans and Americans and other countrymen, they never heard of Krishna 4 or 5 years ago. How they are taking Krishna consciousness so serious? Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. It has to be awakened. That is the sky in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kabu Na Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karaye Udar. It is awakened. Love for Krishna, devotion for Krishna is there within everyone's heart. But he has forgotten. So this Krishna consciousness movement is simply meant for awakening that Krishna consciousness. This is the process. Just like when you are sleeping, I have to call you loudly. Mr. Satansan, Satansan, get up, you have got this business. No other senses will act when you are sleeping, but the ear will act. Therefore, in this age, when people are so fallen, they will not hear anything. If we chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he will be awake to Krishna consciousness. This is practical. So actually, if we are anxious for peace and tranquility in the society, then we must be very serious to understand Krishna. That is our request. Don't take it neglectfully, the Krishna consciousness movement. This movement can solve all the problems of life, all the problems in the world, social, political, philosophical, religious, economical, everything can be solved by Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we request those who are leaders, just like His Excellency is present here, you should try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. It is very scientific, authorized. It is not a mental concoction or sentimental movement. It is most scientific movement. So, we are inviting all leaders from all countries, try to understand, if you are sober, if you are actually reasonable, you will understand that this Krishna consciousness movement is the sublime movement for welfare of the whole human society. That's a fact. Anyone may come, we are prepared to discuss this subject matter. Krishna bhuliya jeeva bhogavan chakar. We should not. Our human life, the ultimate goal of human life, is to achieve immortality. Takta deham punarjanmane. This is our, we have forgotten this. We are simply leading the life of cats and dogs without any knowledge that we can achieve that perfection of life when there will be no more birth, no more death. We do not understand even that there is possibility of amritattam. But everything is possible. Amritattam. Nobody wants to die. That's a fact. Nobody wants to become old man. Nobody wants to become diseased. This is our natural inclination. Why? Because originally, in our spiritual form, there is no birth, no death, no old age, no disease. So, after evolutionary process, down from the aquatics, birds, beasts, and plants, trees, when you come to this form of human form of body, after asitiṃ catunāṃ caiva lokhāṃ saṃ jīva-jāti, this is evolutionary process. We come to the human form of body, then we should know what is the goal of life. The goal of life is amritattva, to become immortal. That you can become immortal simply by becoming Krishna conscious. Krishna says, it is a fact. We have to simply understand janma karma medibham ju janati tattat. If you try to understand Krishna in truth, tattat, then takta deham punarjanma naiti. After giving up this body, you don't accept any more material body. And as soon as you don't accept any material body, means you become immortal. Because by nature we are immortal. So Krishna advanced. Krishna advanced to teach us this lesson, that you are immortal by nature. As spirit soul, you are part and parcel of me. I am as immortal, so you are also immortal. Unnecessarily, you are trying to be happy in this material world. Mamai vāṃsa jīva bhūta jīva loke sanātana mana sasthāni indriyāni prakriti sthāni kalsati. Simply struggle for unnecessarily. The best thing is that you have enjoyed sense life in so many varieties of life, as cats, as dogs, as demigods, as trees, as plants, as insects. Now, in this human form of life, don't be captivated by sensuous life. Just try to understand Krishna. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Nāyaṁ deha deha bhājāṁ niloke kastāna kāmān arhati bīrbhujāgri. To work very hard like dogs and hogs for sense gratification is not the ambition of human life. Human life is meant for little austerity. Kapo dibbam putra kajena suddhita satya. We have to purify our existence. That is the mission of human life. Why? I shall purify my satta existence, brahma sukham anantam. Then you get unlimited pleasure, unlimited happiness. That is real pleasure. Ramante yogina ananti satyanandi chidatmani. Iti rama pade naso parabrahma iti avidhiyat. So, at least in India, all the great personalities, saintly persons, sages and acharyas, they have cultivated this spiritual knowledge so nicely and fully, and you are not taking advantage of it. It is not that those shastras and directions are meant for the Indians or for the Hindus or for Brahmins. No. It is meant for everyone. Because Krishna claims, sarvajonishu saṅkauntaya sambhavanti mūrtaya tāsāṅg mahat dharma jona ahaga bīja padaphita. Krishna claims that I am everyone's father. Therefore he is very much anxious to make us peaceful, happy, just like the father wants to see his son is well situated and happy. Similarly, Krishna also wants to see every one of us happy and well situated. Therefore he comes sometimes. Jada jada hi dharma sambhani bhavati. This is the purpose of Krishna's advent. So those who are servants of Krishna, devotees of Krishna, they should take the mission of Krishna. They should take up the mission of Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's version. Amar aggay guru haiya taro ei desh, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upodesh. Krishna upodesh. Just try to preach what Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the duty of every Indian, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo ja, janma sarthak kori karo paro upokar. So, Indians, Indians are meant for paropokar. Indians are not meant for exploiting others. That is not Indian business. Indian history is all along for paropokar. And formerly, from all parts of the world, used to come to India to learn what is spiritual life. Even Jesus Christ went there. And from China and from other countries, there is history. And we are forgetting our own asset. How much? We are careless. Such a great movement, Krishna consciousness, is going on all over the world. But our Indians are careless. Our government is careless. They do not tell. That is our misfortune. But it is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He says, any Indian, Bharat bhumite manusya janma, if he is human being, he must make his life perfect by taking advantage of this Vedic literature and distribute the knowledge all over the world. That is paropokar. So India can do, they are actually appreciating. These Europeans, American young men, they are appreciating that how great I get daily, dozens of letters, how they are benefited by this movement. Actually, that is the fact. It is giving the life for the dead man. So, I shall specially request the Indians, especially His Excellency, kindly cooperate with this movement and try to make successful your life and others' life. That is the mission of Krishna, advent of Krishna. Thank you very much.